Hello, welcome to the St. Philip the Apostle School Social Studies Podcast. The podcast you're about to hear is put together by our junior high students and will center around social studies. The students sometimes discuss things they learned in class, topics discussed in class, or current events they are interested in. The purpose of this podcast is to introduce the students at St. Philip the Apostle School to different forms of media and get them used to speaking knowledgeably on topics. My name is Mr. W, and I facilitate these podcasts. You're likely not to hear much from me during these episodes, as my role is to ask questions and keep the conversation going, but the material is largely up to the students. You may hear full tables of eight participants, solo scripted podcasts, team scripted podcasts, discussion-based podcasts, and even debates. I hope you enjoy listening as much as we enjoy making these podcasts. Thank you for listening.
Hello, I am Daniela Salazar, and I'm here with...
Cordell Johnson.
And we are here today to talk about
homework.
So, what do you think about homework?
My least favorite thing.
I can relate. I think sometimes it's like an extra weight on our shoulders, yeah. You know?
Yeah, it's like with normal classwork, it's like boom, 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 boom. I can pound out classwork. Like, even with math class, we're allowed to do our homework in class for a reason. It just makes workflow easier.
Yeah, I can agree. But then when you go home and you don't have a teacher there to make sure you're staying on task and you want to be watching TV or you want to be watching a movie or you want to be outside, you have homework to do.
Yeah, and even if it's just like you're fine staying on task, but then you hit something that you don't know how to do, if it's like after six, you can't even contact your teachers for help.
Right, and although we do have, you know, for math, at least in junior high, we have connected. There's just sometimes there's nothing else like your own teacher to have there for you. But I think over the years, homework has become not easier, but easier to get resources such as connected or Khan Academy, 10 marks to help you complete your homework. What do you think about those resources?
Yeah, they're amazing. And the good part about it is, like, even with homework, by the way, this is going to go into, like, workload for a minute. Workloads have gotten lighter, but the kind of, how can I say this?
Like the length it takes to complete? Yeah,
like I get you. So you may have, like, three pieces of homework in eighth grade, whereas in, like, sixth grade, you would have, like, 12. But eighth grade will still end up taking you longer because you're doing, like, hard algebra that takes,
exactly
12 minutes per problem, and then you have, like, eight problems.
Exactly. I completely agree. Well, and you know what sucks is if you forget your homework,
Don't get me started.
An NC can really lower your grade, even though most teachers, I mean, I think all teachers, you bring it in the next day.
It's for like a B, yeah.
But NCs, man, you know, sometimes you forget, it happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any stories
regarding
homework or NCs or
actually,
that type of stuff?
Actually, something funny for an essay I did. This was back in sixth grade. Oh, actually, no, it was this year. I had an essay for religion that we were supposed to do notes for, right? You remember this, the Gothic Cathedral essay.
Mm-hmm.
We needed to do notes for this. We needed to, like, get that all done before we could even start on the essay. We weren't allowed to start until we had notes done. And the essay due date, like, didn't change. So our due dates for notes ended up messing with that. So, like, for me, what I did, I went home one of the nights and I just pulled out one of my grandmother's books of Gothic Cathedrals and I just started jabbing out writing. I ended up doing like four pages for one of my notes things.
Wow.
And then I turned it in and it was like, Ms. Hedgepress was like, this is not information you need. This is overwhelming. This won't work. So then I kept having to go home and try it again. And then by the time, because I was trying to write so much with so little necessary information, I was just trying to get everything I thought I needed without knowing exactly what I needed, I ended up not being even able to do the essay.
Oh, yeah.
So the essay alone was already days late by the time I could start it.
Yeah, there's just, sometimes homework interferes with classwork, I think.
Yeah.
I guess sometimes homework kind of feels like you're teaching yourself, but that's good. At least for me, I used to hate like doing homework, but the type of work that would like teach myself or where I'd have to like be teaching myself. But I've realized that it actually really worked, and then I, you know, when I did that, I'd get better grades and I'd do better. So what do you think about like teaching yourself through homework?
You kind of have to you really do have to work through problems because you have like half of the lifeline you usually do, where it's like in classes, you have teachers and you have like assistant teachers and everything else. But at home it's just you and like maybe your parents if they can help you if they're good at something.
But oh yeah.
Yeah, like usually standards change though. So what my mom knew as formulas for specific things in math have like become simplified.
That's the reason my parents can't really help me, because we learn different ways, and even them, they can't really they can relate to each other's work, you know, mechanism or how they did math or how they do math. But between me and them, I can't. And that's what sucks. And I think that's why so many kids have tutors now or have people to help them out with homework. And I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. And I'm going to go into one story really quickly. This is something from last summer. I was doing like full-blown summer school, 6 periods a day, full-blown math, science, history, religion, like everything. And there was a rainy day, so we were stuck in homeroom for lunch and recess. And at lunch, one of the kids asked if we could watch a movie. And the teacher said, no, the school board won't allow that. They said that you should keep home and school completely separate.
Hmm.
And then me and one of my friends, was it Ryan? It was either Ryan or Anita, piped up and said along with me, why is homework something like this? Because homework is basically just classwork you're forced to do at home.
That's a really good point to bring up and consider when we're talking about homework. Do you think we should have homework?
I actually think it could be useful, but it can also add extra workloads, because you're like supposed to do something in class and you don't finish it and it's homework on top of all the homework you already have from other classes. So it just gets gridlocked and you might not be able to finish an assignment because of that.
I 100% agree. You couldn't have said it even better. So I think we'll wrap this up right now. What do you think about homework? Do you think we should have homework? Do you think we have too much homework or too little? Thank you so much for listening. This is Daniela and
Cordell
signing off. Bye.